From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A bipartisan bill would create a certification program at the USDA for technical service providers to work with farmers as they implement practices to sequester carbon and sell the credits. The bill also calls for an advisory committee at USDA composed of farmers, government officials, and representatives from private markets to provide guidance on how Congress and the USDA can reduce barriers and resolve challenges. National Farmers Union endorsed the bill, saying it would provide certainty to those looking to participate in carbon credit marketplaces. Already facing a record low water allocation, farmers in the Klamath Basin learned last Tuesday their supplies would not be cut further. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced it will maintain the earlier allocation based on improved flows into Upper Klamath Lake. The Bureau says it might need to cut the allocation to protect fish, and farmers organized a tractor convoy to draw attention to the potential cutback. Retail potato sales soared, increasing 10.4% in sales and 9.3% in volume between July 1st of last year and May 19th. PotatoCountry.com reports all potato categories across retail stores, except deli-prepared sides, increased in dollar and volume sales. Fresh, frozen, dehydrated, and canned potatoes saw double-digit increases in both dollar and volume sales. Many retailers removed parts of their deli-prepared sections, contributing to the sales and volume declines for that category.
It's easy to finance farming and agriculture, ranching, when times are good. It's a whole different story when times are rough.
Northwest Farm Credit Services Senior Vice President Brian Brock.
We understand that farming has cycles. We're here and we're prepared both financially and with expertise to help guide our customers through those rough times. And we're going to be there for them, no different than we've been here for 100 years.
Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Have a communication plan and choose an out-of-town contact to get in touch with. Sometimes it's just easier to reach people outside your area during an emergency. We can't stop wildfires, but we can prepare. And that'll help keep our communities and families safe. For more thoughtful tips, visit thinkwildfire.com today.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.